Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we got going on there. Alright, so it's the best item. Yeah, Rav Avraham Avrich, Parshas Lech Lecha on this week. And you'll see, it's mamish, it's awesome. Okay, so this is what it says. V'yomer Hashem el Avraham, Lecha me'artzecha el ha'aretz asher areka. It says, go from your land to the land I'm going to show you. Right, we all know this. Amar Rav Hasinu Zal, lo haya misha karol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon ad sheba Avraham ukarol Adon. So no one called Hashem Adon, the master, until Avraham Avinu came and called him Adon. So he's the first one to say, Adon, you're the Adon. Okay? You're the master. Ha'inyan hu. Sh'Avraham hischi lekro b'shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Hashem's name. Which represents Admas. Right? Represents you're the master. B'chinas Malchus. So now, that of, in the Sviros, of Chesed Gvur Tveras Natsal Chod Yisod Malchus, Admas represents that you're the master. You're the Adon. You're the Melech. Okay? Shekibel Avram alav b'chinas Malchusa Yisbarach. That Avram was makabel upon himself the inyan of all Malchus Shemaim. Aval ifnei Avram lo ya misha kar Adon. She'nisyachin Malchusa Yisbarach alav ki im al Avram. Meaning he was the first one to really say, you're the master. Okay? So that's where it started from Avram Vin. Now watch this. Vatam. Ki inyan melech einu yachal yos ki im al mishu b'chinas dimyon lamelech. Now, the inyan of a melech can only be some, you can only be a melech upon someone if you're similar to them. What does that mean? Kaitachin she nikra adam melech al behemos she'en b'dimyon. Meaning that you're not going to say that you're a king of the cats. You're a king of the cows. Why? Because they have no sheiches to you. Right? You're not going to say that a cow is a king of a plant. It's not the same thing. It doesn't work like that. But you could say that a lion could be the king of the animals because the animals have in common with him. Now, again, you could own a dog, but that's your pet. That's you're its master. You're not its king. Only a king is someone who they're similar to. Okay, like a person can be a king on person. Yeah. Rak mishu melech al bnei adam kamo zeh nikar melech. V'lachin eino shayach gam kein sheisyachi dekadosh baruch hu b'chinas melech al basar v'dam. Sheino erech lo klal v'shim diman klal. That's a good question. We refer to Hashem as our melech. Hold on a second. I'll pee this, that only if you're similar to something could you be a melech. We're people. We're flesh and blood. We're physical. Mm-hmm. Hashem's not physical. So how could Hashem be melech to us? He could be our master maybe, but he can't be our melech because we're physical. He's a spiritual being. Right? So what's going on here? Raka Kadosh Baruch Hu Berov Rachamav Uvrov Chasadav Hashem with His great mercy and His great kindness, Ratzal Yachin Machusa Yisbarach Al Yisrael Am Kedosho Dafka. Hashem wants to be our Melech. He wants to be Shaykh to us. Which means that what? That if Hashem's our Melech, that means that we're similar to Hashem. Yeah? Like it says, Kom Hashem Melech Yisrael. Hashem said, Kom Hashem, behold Hashem said, the King of Yisrael. Which shows that He's the Melech. Yisrael Dafka Shinekram Adam. Right? Because we're called Adam. Mm-hmm. Why is a Jew called Adam? Adam is from a lashon of Adama le'elyon. Right? You're similar to above, which means that you have sheiches. Bechinas dimyon, the bechinas kedusha elyona. Right? Bechinas, which means that you're similar to what? That you're dimyon to what's above. Shehem ufshatim migash miyusam. Udvekim midas yisbarach. Which means that what? That we're really not physical beings. We're separate from our gashmius. We're really spiritual beings. So a Jew always has to know that you're a neshama before you're a guf. How many people are mechabed their guf so much more than neshama? You have to know that your neshama is supposed to be the captain of the ship. Rav Nachman speaks about this, that all sicknesses come when there's a breakdown between your guf and neshama, that the guf thinks he's the baal. Person has to know that you're an ish neshama, really you're an ish neshama. Yeah? Kamamar, which makes you what? Which makes you connect to Hashem. That's why, what is the baal we were talking about, baal Tanya? Left and right, and Tanya is speaking about what? Chelek elu kamimal. You're called a chelik al kol mal. You have a chelik of Hashem in you, which means that you have a piece of Hashem, which is spiritual in you, right? Vatema dvekim b'Hashem. V'darshar b'sein zal. He doesn't mean that you're supposed to be davik, supposed to be connected to Hashem. He davik b'midosav. You're supposed to be davik to the midos of Hashem. That what mahu rachem? Just as Hashem has mercy, afata rachem, right? Just as Hashem does chesed, so do you do chesed. All these things. That's what we're supposed to be like. Shebazen, through this, through being like Hashem, heim domim kitzas lebechinas alyono. We make ourselves shaykh above, which means that what? That Hashem could be our melech, which is awesome to think about that, no? Which means that what? We're not gashmias. If we're calling Hashem our melech, that means that what? We're spiritual beings also. Vayidezeh, miyached, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, machuseis baruch leinu v'nasal lanu Shabbos kodesh. Right? Because of this, Hashem gives us Shabbos. Aval, akum, like the Gemara says, Akam Sheshavas, a guy who keeps Shabbos, what's the din? Chayv Misa. He's Chayv Misa. Chayv Misa. It's like crazy. If you want to say, fine, he shouldn't do it, but Chayv Misa, why is it Chayv Misa? I'll pee this. It's going to be beautiful how you understand this. Why? Ke'en la'akam shum dimyam l'b'chinas kedusha. A guy has no shaykhs to kedusha. No shaykhs at all. I've heard of Rubens, he says, for like, if like a tzaddik were like to touch a guy, run to the mikvah. Again, that's for a tzaddik. Why? Because a tzaddik's so kadosh and so connected that the Indian of a goy to a tzaddik is mamish lehiv. You know? They have no shaykhs to kedusha. So what's the issue if a guy keeps Shabbos? A guy keeping Shabbos is saying that what? Look, I'm shaykh to Kedusha. Hashem gave us Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hu b'chinas his damus. Shabbos represents his damus, being similar to. Ma kadosh baruch hu asam lach tov sheish yam yom ha-shvi'i Shabbos. Just as Hashem worked 6 days and the seventh day rested, v'gam Yisrael osim kein. So too we do that. That what do? We work 6 days of the week, and on Shabbos, well, we rest like Hashem. What are we resting from on Shabbos, though? We're really resting from that we throw away the Gashmias. We don't even think about Gashmias. You don't talk about work, you don't talk about sports, you don't read newspapers on Shabbos. You don't get involved in the world of Gashmias. Right? As if all your malach is done. And we're just focused on Kedusha. That Shabbos is the day of like the Zohar Kaddish says, Shabbos is called Yoma Dinishmasa, the day of the Neshama. And that's why it says, Os hi bein yuvei b'nei Yisrael, right? Os hi lom. Shabbos is called an Os. Perish, what does it mean Os? Shu b'chinas dimyon kevyachol. An Os means a sign that you can say something. So the Os of Shabbos is that what? Bein yuvei b'nei Yisrael. That we have an Os, that we're similar to each other. This is a sign that we have shaykhs to each other. Hainu, achar shay Yisrael heim v'chinas kedusha v'spash is gashmis, after from the fact that Klai Yisrael is kedusha and outside of the realm of gashmis and not physical. Lachain, therefore, yichol gamkin the kabel v'lishmar Shabbos v'chinas is damus v'kabos machushmei b'shlimus. Therefore, we can keep Shabbos because what we're similar to Hashem, which makes it even better. Because you would ask me, then hold on a second, Shabbos is so focused on the sudas of Shabbos. You have to have, it's a chiyuv, three suddas on Shabbos. Zohar says, a person doesn't have three suddas on Shabbos, it's a mamash terrible thing. So isn't that physical? You would think that Shabbos should just be a day of what? Kulo Torah Tefillah, just like Yom Kippur. That's why Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosim. So why is Shabbos a day of such gashmias? That dafkei talmeh chaim zachu, eating of Shabbos? It's because really the food you're eating on Shabbos isn't physical food, it's spiritual food, it's man. That's why we learn out Hayom. It says by month Hayom three times. Learn, oh, therefore you have three suddas on Shabbos. Like Rav Nachman says, it's like your spiritual energy you're going to have for the week. It's through you eat on Shabbos. You're not eating like a goof eats. That's why so many people make such an Indian of, oh, as long as I could have a Kiddush. They make such an Indian of the food they have, this, that. It's mamish like, that's not the goal of Shabbos. You're supposed to eat as a neshama eats. It's supposed to be neshama dika food. Not become about taiva, not become about goof. Like I saw from Sfarim say, that we say, the karasa l'Shabbos oneg, right? So therefore, people learn from that, oneg Shabbos, meaning, yeah, I have to have a big belly, my chalent belly, my potato kugel belly, right? It says, no. It doesn't say the karasa to yourself, oneg. It says, the karasa, what should be your oneg? The karasa l'Shabbos oneg. Shabbos should be your oneg. Meaning, what you should eat the food, that what you taste Shabbos in the food. Not that you have to taste every single herring and every single dip, every single this and that. It should be Shabbos dik. She eats as a neshama eats, as an ish kadosh eats. Meaning, you're not going to see a tzaddik filling up his face and dripping all the sauce and all this. You're a tzaddik on Shabbos. You're domet Hashem on Shabbos. The person has to realize that. Right, that was just a ramp. I think it's an important nekuda to know that on Shabbos, you're a neshama. Aval akum, sheshomer Shabbos, but a goyu keep Shabbos, hu dome le bal mum, shemedame es atzmo le melech. It's like a bal mum. Ubi zayin hu le melech kein kevyechol negen machus yisbarach. And it goes like this. Imagine imagine a cat comes to you and says, hi, sir, you're my king. Would you be embarrassed? You'd be pretty embarrassed that this is my people. Right? Meaning if you were a king and the cat says, yeah, I'm one of your people, you'd be like, hold on a second, like, no, I have royal people, you're a cat. Right? So too by Hashem, a guy who keeps Shabbos saying that what? Oh, look, I'm one of your people also. Hashem says, no. You're not one of my people. Klai Yisrael is my people. That's a bizayon to the melech. And if a person embarrasses the king, what are you going to be? You're dead. And that's what it is. That's what it means, Goy Shabbos Chayv Misa. That what that they think that they're similar to Hashem says, that's a bizayon to me. And if someone who embarrasses the king, you're chayv misa. Can't deal with that. Can't tolerate that. V'lachein nemar, ki l'ashem hamelucho Moshe b'gayim. Something very interesting we say every day. What do you say? Ki l'ashem hamelucho, ta Hashem is melucha, u'moshe b'gayim. And he's a Moshe. He's like a ruler over the gayim. Why? K'sha'al ha'gayim nikarak p'chinas Moshe. Because on top of the gayim, he's only called a Moshe. He's not a melech to them. He's a Moshe. Perishu Moshe lam, ki gam al behem Moshayach l'shem Moshe. To animals also, he's a ruler. So too on a goy. Aval lishon melech eino shayach ki im al b'chinas dimyon. Only melech is only someone that could be similar to Hashem, and that's upon us. V'lachin omrim b'Shabbos dafka. What do we say on Shabbos? Yismichu b'malchuscha. Because Shabbos is the day of malchus. Shomrei Shabbos dafka. The Shomrei Shabbos. That's us. Ki dafka ayde b'chinas Shabbos yuchlu lezamer. You could sing v'lesmach and be happy. The b'chinas malchus. Liyos nikra az melech yisrael. Because that's when Hashem's called the melech yisrael. When a person prepares himself to be similar to Hashem, then you could be mekabel Shabbos. And through meaning that what? When a person works during the 6 days of the week, now obviously we work also physically, but spiritually also you have to work. To what? To make yourself similar to Shabbos. Work on your midos during the week. Mm-hmm. That's like, how many spheres are there? There's seven lower spheres. Shabbos is the day of Malchus. It's not a coincidence that how many days are there during the week? Okay. 6 days in the week. Chesed, Gevurah, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod. Each day you should work on a different midah. What Sunday or Yom Rishon? Focus on do something that's connected to Chesed. Monday, something that's Gevurah. Meaning, beat your Yitzhar in some way. Today's the day of Hod. So today when you say Modim, you should have extra Hodah to Hashem. Say Hashem, thank you. And that's preparing for Shabbos. Every single day. That's why we say in the Yom every day. Right, Hayom Yom. Today is Thursday. Right, Hayom Chamishi b'Shabbos. So now it should say really Hayom Chamishi l'Shabbos. What does it mean b'Shabbos? That you're in Shabbos? Yeah, that Thursday is in Shabbos. That according to what you do today, this is going to come into your Shabbos this week. That according to what you do in the week, that's how much Shabbos you're going to have. Right? Okay, a little bit more. Yeah. Yeah. Lachin, therefore, kodem avravinu loya mishakar adon. Before avravinu, no one called Hashem adon. Perush shloya misha yeh b'chinas demus v'dimi l'kedusha. There was no one who was similar to kedusha. Shehiyeh yachal lekavu la'atzma machus eizbarach l'kara b'shem adnus. No one was able to call Hashem the adon. Ad sheba avram umasar nafsho la'ashem v'hipil atzma kivshan b'or kastim. He threw himself into a fire. His spash l'gashmi says, okay, kill me. Good. I'm not a goof anyway. I'm a neshama. That's like how many stories you hear from the tzaddikim in the Holocaust that the Nazis machshimam mamish would be beating them, and they put it, I think there's a maysa with the rayats, right? Well, a Nazi had a Russian had a gun to his head and said, okay, I'm gonna kill you. He said, okay, kill me. What's the difference? Now I'm a goof here. I'm a shama neshama. I'm gonna go to, what's the difference? I'm gonna go to the olam neshama. It's fine with me. Why? Because you have to realize that what? I mixed up two maysas. I don't remember exactly what it was. But my son with that what? Avram Vinu was his stash to Gashmias. And therefore what? Perish Shebechinas Gashmias, Eino Chashev, Etzlo Klum. Velo, Vechli, Vechol Hevle Olamazel, all the emptiness of this world, Kelo Chashev Etzlo. It didn't matter to him. He wasn't interested in the Gashmias. Vigam Hidbikis Atzmal Vimidos of Yisbarach, Midas of Chesed. And Avram grabbed on to going the Midas of Hashem. That's why Avram's Midas is Chesed, like we say every day, Adopting what? Chesed Avram. Because Avram made himself similar to Hashem, therefore what? He's able to say, yeah, you're my melech, you're my king, but I'm similar to you. Hashem wanted to really put himself up onto Avram fully, b'shleimus. Lachin Amarlo Acher Kach Sheilech LeEretz Yisrael v'Yerushalayim said, go to Eretz Yisrael, go to Yerushalayim. Why? Sheshamhu Makom Kedusha. That's the place of Kedusha. B'chinas Yisrael, like I told you before, the Bas Ayin, Kimat every piece is about Eretz Yisrael. He's such an ahav of Eretz Yisrael. It's so nice to see. Perush Yisrael hu b'chinas hispash the gashmis. What Yisrael represents is what? Hispash the gashmis. No gashmis. Getting rid of the gashmis. Why? Like it says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Perush Shev pasuk hazeh. With this pasuk, which you say every day, four times a day potentially. We say karbanos, shachris, mariv, and before I go to sleep. She pasuk hazeh who kabals al machus shemayim b'mesiras nefesh. Right, we know from that Arizal, you're supposed to be chavin b'mesiras nefesh, right? That I'm giving up my life for Hashem. The az nikram b'chinas Yisrael, and then we're called Yisrael. It happens to be like this: that Yisrael, we have two names. We have Yisrael and Yaakov, Yaakov and Yisrael. So Ben Yishchai has a lot of terms on this. He says Yaakov represents what? Yud Eked.
word akev, which is the bottom of the heel, the most physical part of the body, the part that's always on the floor, is your heel. What's Yisrael? Yisrael is osias what? Li Rosh. Yisrael is Rosh. That's why we see by Yaakov Vinu. It says Yaakov, what? He's a Sulam Mutzav Arza, right? He has the dream. Sulam Mutzav Arza, says it's on the ground, but what? The Rosha Magiya Shemaimah. But the Rosh, which is Yisrael, that's Shachti Shemaim. And that's why we're called Yisrael. Because what? We're not physical. We're spiritual people. And that's why it says, Komar Hashem Melech Yisrael. Sheinu Nikra Melech El Al-Bechinas Yisrael. Why? Because it's Pashas Gashmias. U'Bechinazu La'Siga B'Shleimus Hu Be'Eretz Yisrael. Tafka. And to get to this level, it's Tafka in Eretz Yisrael. So now, hold on. So now we have to ask, what are we doing here in this world? In America, in New York, right? That does that mean that we can't get to this level? So let's see. Let's see what's going on here. Ah, givadik, ready? Vizeu shamar kasav lech lecha. That's why it says, Avram says to Hashem, Hashem says to Avram, what? Lech lecha. So what do you mean lech lecha? Ready for this? Perish, lech, the bechinas chaf. So it means lech le chaf. Okay? What does it mean? Now, if I want to say, what's your first name?
Avram.
Okay? Oh, perfect. Avram. There you go. If I want to say that Avram is similar to Chesky, how would you say that in Hebrew? Avram ki Chesky. Right? If you want to say Chesky similar to Avram, Chesky ki Avram. Right? If you want to say anything, how do you say like in Hebrew? Ki. It's chaf. So the chaf represents what? The word that's domeh. So that's what Hashem said to Avram. Lech, le, go to chaf. Go to the letter Chaf. Means what? Go to being similar to me. Go to the place of being dome to me. Right? Lech lechaf. Shetia b'chinas dimyon amiti. To be really a dimyon to me. To be really similar to me. V'zeh yefshar ela shetelech. Where do you tell him to go? Me'artzcha. What? El aretz asher areka. To the place I'm going to show you. Perish telech l'aretz Yisrael. Mokam kedusha b'chinas Yisrael. V'sham tucha l'shmar b'chinas Shabbos. Because that's where Shabbos is. That's what happens to be that Eretz Yisrael is Gematria Oneg Shabbos. That when a person has real Oneg Shabbos, that's Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. Meaning what? Again, you could have a lot of people in Eretz Yisrael, but they're not holding by Shabbos. If you have Yidden in Washington Heights, in Queens, in Five Towns, wherever you're going to be, that what? That they're keeping Shabbos, and they have more Eretz Yisrael than people in Eretz Yisrael do. What? Because that's what Shabbos is, Eretz Yisrael. Perush, Shtelech Eretz Yisrael. So what does that do? What does Eretz Yisrael do with Shabbos? Umruaz Bechina Shabbos. Now, like this. Familiar with Gematrias at all?
Yeah.
So now, also the sofits, mean there's a chaf sofit, a mem sofit, right? Matzapach, good. And those have gematrias themselves. Right? So chaf sofit, let's see, aleph through top is 400, yeah? So in chaf sofit is gematria 500. Mem sofit, 600. Nun sofit, 700. Pei sofit, 800. Tzadik sofit, 900. Okay? So now, what's gematria? Hashem said, El aretz asher areka. Now it's very puzzling. El aretz asher areka, where is he going? I mean, you didn't tell him where he's going. So what's Areka? So what's Gematria Areka? Let's see. Aleph is 1. Resh is 200. So 201. Aleph is 202. Now Chaf is Chaf Sofit, which is 500. What do you get? 702. Very good. 702. 702 is Gematria exactly Shabbos. Ela Aretz Asher Areka. Go to the place of what? Of what? Go to Shabbos. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos are one together. Hainu, chaf pshuta shel areka, gematria Shabbos. Va'idezev eschal goy gadol. I'm going to make you into a big nation. Meaning what? Perish Rashi. Davar acher zeh, she'omer elkei Avram. Perish, she'ber Eretz Yisrael tuchal esyachid b'chinas malchuso u'shmo yisbarach alecha b'shlemus. That's where it can really be b'shlemus. V'chinas Avram, this is exactly what Avram did. Va'yisa Avram haloch v'nasawa ha'negba. He went to the Negba. Ram is the b'chinas malchus. Now let me fill you in for a second, okay? Within all the spheros, all different spheros have different names to them. Hashem has a lot of names. He has Kel, his Ekye, Havaya, Elokim, right? All these ones. So now let's say, for example, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Chesed Kel Kol Hayom. Yes, therefore the Midah of Chesed, the Shem of Hashem is Kel. Yeah? Gvura is the Shem of Elokim, right? It's very Takif, Gvura. Let's say Tferes is Yud Kivavke, right? Different names for each one. Okay, Yesod is Shakai, Shem Shakai. Now the shame of Malchus is a shame Aleph, Dalid, Nun, and Yud. Like we see, the concept called Dina, de Malchusa Dina. Yeah, so what if you take letters, what is Dina? Dalid, Yud, Nun, Aleph. Zohar says that's letters of Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Dimalchus Adina. So therefore, Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud is the Shem of Malchus. Okay? So now like this. Why was Avram going to the Negba? It always says, whenever wherever Avram's going, HaNegba, Negba, Negba, what's he doing in the Negba? Right? Miram is the Bechinas Malchus. Why? Because what's Gematria HaNegba? Hey is 5. Nun is 50, 55. Gimel is 3, 58. Bez is 2, 60. Hey is 65. HaNegba is Gematria exactly Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Why is he always going to the HaNegba? Because he's always going to find what? How could I be makabel upon myself, O Malchus Shemayim? I want to be makabel the Malchus. Perush she'Avram nasas atzam l'chinas Malchus she'yeh yachol hamshich l'kabel atzam b'chinas Malchus ha'izbarach. That what he just wants to be makabel Malchus upon himself. She'yeh nikra melech Yisrael. That what does it mean he wants to be called makabel Malchus Shemayim upon himself? So what that means, alpi, let's say the simple pshat is that what that we say Hashem is our melech. I'm being makabel Malchus upon myself. What it means, I'll be pnimius. No, no, no. I'm being makabel for myself, malchus. That what? I'm shaykh to the melech, and therefore what? I'm dim. I'm domet Hashem, and that's what's going on here. Is that everything is about being domet Hashem? And where do you get this from? That's only in your Shabbos. Yismechu b'malchuscha, that the malchus Hashem el aretz asher areka. Through Shabbos, that you can be similar to Hashem. That's where. That's what separates us. During the week, we work with the goyim, we speak like the goyim, we talk with the goyim, we do all these things. But Shabbos is what Shabbos did for Yisrael. Say, Hashem, this is really who I am. I'm really not a guy. I'm not that person. Again, I'm not the person who's associated with going. You know, we have to be. That's just like how it works, unfortunately. Right? But Shabbos is Hashem, really, I'm a Yid. And that I want to be similar to you. And Shabbos gives us that koach. That's everything that we're doing. Zera Kodesh points out that in HaNegba, he's always focused on the Malchus, Avram Avinu. So part of the Remez this morning also, he said this. That A, who's Avram always hanging out with in this parsha? Lot. Who's Lot?
Nephew.
Who else is Lot? Who comes from Lot?
Mashiach, right?
Oh. Lot, next week's parsha, is going to be with his daughters. He's going to have Moab, Rus and Boaz, Yishai, David HaMelech. Mm-hmm. So why is Avram always with Lot? Because Avram's always focused on, because Avram sees, I know who's coming from you. That's David HaMelech. That's why, where do you see Remesis? David HaMelech says about himself in Tehillim, it says, Va'ani Tefillah. I am Tefillah. Yeah, it says Kuf Tes Tehillim. So if you take Lot B'miloy, means you spell out the letters of the name Lot. Okay? So Lamid is Lamid Mem Dalid. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Tes is Tes Yud Tuf. So you have Lamid Mem Dalid 74. Tes Yud Tuf is 419. Mm-hmm. Yeah? What do you get? And you have the Vav also. So you have Lamid Mem Dalid. Mm-hmm. Vav Tes Yud Tuf. Gematria 515, Gematria exactly Tefillah. Wow. That if you look into the Pnimius, you look into what's really inside of Lot, I see Tefillah. And who's Tefillah? David HaMelech. Vani Tefillah. I'm Tefillah. So it goes like this. That this week we see Sodom comes up. Lot goes to Sodom. So why? Sodom's mamash a terrible place. Yeah? But in the word Sodom, you see the what? Sod. Which means that there's something going on there. Sod hidden. There's something hidden going on there. So I thought of this morning, A, that Sodom is the OCO Sod Mem. So a lot of Sfarim speak about how Mem is Gematria Goel. It's the Sod of the Goel. Why? I can't remember where this says this, but Rev. Matel Zilver says this, that where do we find David Melech? In Sodom. That's where he comes out from. David Melech goes down to Sodom, boom, right there. Because the stone gets destroyed, David Melech comes into the world. Yeah? So it goes like this. If you take the Gematria of Sodom, okay, now we said before that Mem is Gematria what?
40.
And Mem so fit? Good, 600. So now, what's Gematria Sodom? So Samich is 60. Dalet is 4. Vav is 6. So that's 70. Right? And now, what's Gematria Mem Sofit?
Mem Sofit is 600.
So what do you get? 670.
670.
Good, 670. So what's 670? What's 670? So now, I said before that you have a Shem of Hashem, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Which is the Shem of Malchus. So now, if you spell out the letters Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud, right? So Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei, the Aleph Lamed Pei is Gematria 111. Dalet is Dalet Lamed Tav 434. Nun, Nun Vav Nun 106. Yud, Yud Vav Dalet 671 is Gematria Sodom. Why? Because that's what's going on in Sodom. The Melech's there. The Adnis is there. And that's why Avram Vinu, he davens for Sodom. Why would Avram waste his time davening for Sodom? Kavim said, I'm not focused on the Risham, I'm focused on the Pnimius there, the Sod Mem that's in stone. And that's the goal right there. That's why I see Avram's whole inyan is just this Malchus. What it means is also that he's always trying to connect to Hashem in everything he does. And this is a good idea for a person to know that we have to be out in the world. But a person should always be striving, what? Let me find Hashem somewhere. Find Hashem in everything I do. And that's what? That makes me shaykh to the Malchus. And that's why everything, Haloch v'nasoa negba, it's always saying Haloch v'nasoa. He's always traveling towards the negba. Why? Because that's the metzias to a Jew. Always traveling to get to that negba, to get to that Adnus. And that's what we have on Shabbos Kodesh. And just to be what? To know that we're Domat Hashem. That's why we're called Adam. Adom El Elyon. You have to know that you're called Adom El Elyon. That it's who you are. It's part of you. That's why Shabbos, the whole inyan, we've said this before, but Lech Lecha, Reb Nassim Bresver says Lecha, is Lech, go, Lecha, to yourself. To come into yourself, find who you are. Right? Lech Le means two, it means four. So we always just translate as, oh, go for yourself, Hashem said. No, 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 go Le, to yourself. Find that what yourself is shaykh to this chaf. That's why it works perfectly. You're shaykh, you're domet to me. And it's such a yediyah, a person, a Jew has to know this, that wherever you are, you can be shaykh to Hashem, be domet to Hashem, and to build this relationship with Hashem. See after this. Amazing Torah, no? That's the Hilig of Asraim.